Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been talking about this very, very strange story in Mpumalanga, and whereas maybe we weren't totally surprised to see this type of thing happening in South Africa, it really still does come as somewhat of a shock. What am I talking about? Libyans receiving military training in South Africa illegally. That is according to the police minister. He's indicated that 95 Libyans who were undergoing training did not receive their visas to enter South Africa correctly and therefore were in the country illegally. What does this mean? It certainly makes me very, very nervous. Joined this morning by Tolly Frichtenberg, who's a retired colonel in the Hawks, a counterterrorism unit, and a security consultant. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Yourself?
I am well, thank you. I'm assuming that this type of thing didn't come as a major shock to you.
No. This is, I've dealt with this kind of things for the last 20 years of my 43 years, my police career. So, yes, this is not a shock to me.
What do we know about this particular training camp?
Okay, it's a training facility. It's not a training camp.
Right.
There's two different things about a training facility and training camp. But this is an accredited training camp. With various institutions that allows them to be a training facility.
Right.
They are accredited by all the necessary institutions that provides and authorize you to give private military security training, SIRA, etc. So the camp itself is not an illegal camp. It's a training facility. If I train a huge group of people, I have to provide, and they pay for that, I have to provide them with accommodation, meals, ablution, everything. So yes. And if you look at the current situation, the owner of this training facility, MDA, he's not been arrested, not been charged at all.
Interesting that.
The only person's been arrested is the Libyans, the
right.
Persons attending the training. And they've been arrested not on any form of military training, paramilitary training,
formal training. It's all about visas.
All about visas, yes. Yeah. So now, this for me, if I was still, I'm retired now 2 years. This
right.
would have been my baby if I was still working, of course. Straightforward
and,
on my lap, I would be.
So, in other words, it's perhaps from what you're saying, it's somewhat less sinister than we automatically think.
Yes, for sure. It's much
That's
less sinister.
Yes.
Much less sinister. According to my opinion, it's much less sinister than we think. We have dealt with it before. A few years ago, we had a similar situation happening in the Popo where DRC citizens applied for the same training. We fortunate and we could not prosecute them for anything. So there's also another training facility up way back in the close to Limpopo River where we found them with dummy guns. And we could not train because they were trained in SIRA,
right.
Accredited courses, armed response courses, and with the SIRA grades, EBCBA approved curriculum.
What would happen here? Let's assume their visas were legal, that there's no issue. Would they have come from Libya to be trained here in South Africa and then because of our facilities here and then return to Libya or wherever else they were meant to go? Is that right?
So one last look holistically at the situation. If you look at the at the process of acquiring a visa to undergo any education or training in South Africa. If you apply at the embassy in Tobruk or in any one of those, wherever Benghazi, wherever our embassy is or our mission is, and you apply for a student visa in South Africa, you must have an application or an invitation letter from the institution,
right,
the accredited institution. That is one of the first boxes to be ticked. So it will be interesting to see for that physical documents what grounds that they was the visa granted. And if it was granted by invitation of this company, there's nothing wrong with the visa. There's nothing wrong with the issuing of the visa. If they gave false information there, then it is also a duty of the DHA Home Affairs officer to make sure that is correct information. So that is where you start. From the application of the visa, what consists of application? Is there any false information there? Yes, they committed a crime. If it's the same company that invited them to South Africa to come do training, and the training was within the curriculum of what was on invitation, is there's no crime committed, neither by the institution, neither by the Libyans.
Right. And is this fairly common to send people to other countries to train them in warfare or in armed response or whatever else that would be?
So this is we must distinguish also again now about the kind of training. This, according to what I can my conclusion or my research and speaking to very close sources to the investigation, is that it was a pure training for military for security purposes, serious security purposes. There was no military physical military training. Do say that there's a military style training, but that is in any security company's training facilities. You'll get military style training. This company says they provide the full anti-poaching certificate, anti-terrorism certificate, and tactical fire and movement certificate. Now, the latter two, anti-terrorism certificate and tactical fire and movement certificates, can only be done by a kind of military training. But it is still not that is accredited within the curriculum of the institution by the authorities.
Very, very interesting. That is where we leave it. It certainly does give us a very, very different view of the story. What do you think? That was Atoli Frichtenberg, who's a retired colonel and Hawks for counterterrorism unit. He's a security consultant talking to us about this training facility. He says to be distinguished from a training camp, and it is possibly fairly benign.